insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 27th verse of chapter Nur. Let's listen to the verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون.
O you who have believed, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ascertain welcome and greet their inhabitants. That is best for you. Perhaps you will be reminded.
We said that this noble verse is about some properties and social orders of Islam. And these properties have a very close relation with the issue of saving chastity and purity of the community. So, entering people's homes and how to ask permission for entrance is one of those important issues when it comes to relations and saving chastity and purity. So the verse says, O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا. Do not enter houses other than your own houses. Of course, you can enter your houses without asking for permission until you have asked permission and saluted those in them. وَتُسَلِّمُوا. So, in this way, the announcement of your decision to enter the house is expressed beforehand, and the household agreement is always achieved. It is interesting that this verse uses the word hatta tasta'nisu. This Arabic phrase has been used, not the word hatta tasta'vinu, because the second word, I mean hatta tasta'vinu, only refers to asking for permission. But the first word, hatta tasta'nisu, which is applied and used in the verse, is derived from the Arabic word uns. And this implies a kind of permission that is along with kindness, that is along with familiarity and truthfulness. And that's why this delicate word is used in this holy verse. It shows that even begging permission must be done politely, friendly, without any kind of violation.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, based on what we explained, if we split the sentence, many of customs that are related to this matter are summarized in it. It means not to cry, not to knock at the door hard, not to use It means not to use harsh and obscene words for begging permission. And also, when permission is given, we must not enter the house without greeting, a salutation that is the sign of peace, tranquility, and messenger of kindness and friendship must be used. It is worth studying that this ordinance, whose humane and sentimental aspect is of course clear to everyone, is accompanied with two sentences. That is better for you. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Also, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you might be admonished. This way of statement indicates that such ordinances are rooted in humane sentiments. Even the intellects of the people understands it. And if man contemplates on them, he will get aware that they are good for him. The verse continues saying, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. That is better for you so that you might be admonished. Anyway, purification, self-edification are achieved through observing people's rights, through applying Islamic customs. This is what we must understand. And when we want to enter common centers, we must remember Allah. We must know that Allah is the one who watches our thoughts and, of course, our behaviors based on them. The Quran says, "And Allah knows what you proclaim, reveal what you conceal." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.